Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Speaking in place of the drivers, their concerns are they are at-will drivers with a union without any benefits. They are working 40 to 50 hours under a hostile environment.
Dozens of Missouri Central bus drivers call in sick after a coworker says he found a noose near his workstation. How it's impacting the St. Louis Public School District.
Parents, students, and teachers of the Foxy 6 School District meet to talk about possibly going into a four-day week. How the superintendent says the switch could be beneficial.
Plus, candidate filing for the Missouri primary election is now open. The politicians who have already announced their intentions to campaign. Good morning, everybody. It's a Bowtie Tuesday, February 27th, and you're watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Good morning to you all. Thank you for waking up with us. Live look here at our roof camera in Maryland Heights. Going to check up that forecast with meteorologist Angela Huddy on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck. Hey, Angela.
Something is flurrying about over here. Gave me a little startle here on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck. We are waking up very mild this morning. I stood out here yesterday morning, said headed out to the bus stop, worker school this morning. You wanted to have a coat on because we were down into the low 30s. Today, a jacket, sweatshirt, maybe if you want one. I'm happy to have my jacket on when the breeze blows, but you certainly do not need the heavy coat. We are waking up around 60 degrees this morning, upper 50s to low 60s out the door. Had some rain, even had a few thunderstorms overnight. Those have pushed on to the east. So our daytime hours here on our Tuesday are dry. Mix of clouds and sunshine, warm and, yes, windy like yesterday, but I think we're dry. 82. That's probably a new record high temperature as we're headed home this afternoon. But as the sun goes down, thunderstorms and much colder temperatures will roll in. We'll talk about the development of both of those coming up in just a bit.
Okay, drivers taking 70 east. We had that bad accident right here near Bryan Road, headed towards St. Peter's. Looks like it has cleared. Still, we're dealing with about a mile of those delays. I want to give you a look at Lake St. Louis Boulevard, our exit. Look, you can see that residual slowdown. Your drive time's sitting around 25 miles per hour. Still, once you make it over the Missouri River, if you're planning on taking 70 through the county towards the city, keep in mind our exit to Natural Bridge. We've got signal issues going on right now. Things in South City looking good at 44, 64, and 55. No issues there. However, if you're in South County, keep in mind just past our 109 exit on 44, we've got some road work going on in our westbound direction. Back to you.
All right. We are hearing from St. Louis Public Schools this morning about the possibility of another bus driver walkout. Nearly 100 drivers called in sick Monday.
The Power of Two's Laura Simon is live in South St. Louis right now to explain what students and parents might be able to expect today. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning to you, Blair and John. Good morning, everyone. We have seen several buses here at the Missouri Central Bus Company leaving this area this morning. So maybe not as bad of a situation as it was yesterday, where 100 bus drivers walked off the job, called in sick, all in support of a mechanic here who says he found a noose outside of his workstation. And so that was all in support of Amin Mitchell. And the school district right now is unclear on what's going to happen today. But as I've mentioned, we've seen several buses moving out of here this morning. But Mitchell tells us he found the noose in his workspace last week and expressed his shock to Fox 2. He says he feels targeted as the only African-American working in the mechanics area. And it all happened following a disagreement with a white manager last week. At this point in time, it is unclear how that noose ended up in Mitchell's workspace or who put it there. But as I mentioned, about 100 bus drivers did call in sick on Monday. And the St. Louis Public School District says it did impact about a quarter of the bus routes and forced the district to cancel most after-school activities. Several of Mitchell's colleagues made claims of an unsafe and hostile work environment, and Mitchell is hoping that the walkout happen happened yesterday and could potentially happen again today will help resolve these issues.
They're supporting me by standing behind me, knowing that this can't be something that's swept under the rug, which was told by me to just keep it on the hush.
If you log on to the St. Louis Public School District's website, you'll immediately see a message there as they're preparing for the possibility of another walkout today. They say there is a message on there to parents saying that aftercare at schools is going to run as normal, but athletics will be handled on a school-by-school basis, and parents should call their school's athletic director. And the message on their ads regarding bus service to and from school, we are simply unable to predict what will happen. With that being said, we encourage families to look for alternate plans for getting their students to and from school. While we certainly hope the buses will roll as normal, we are unable to guarantee it right now. In the meantime, the Missouri Central Bus Company responded to yesterday's sick out with a statement saying that they are going to conduct an investigation, also have a third party independently come in and investigate this new situation that's obviously having a lot of people worked up over it, and they're going to act accordingly to the outcome of that independent investigation. We'll continue to follow this story as it continues to unfold. Reporting live here in South St. Louis this morning, I'm Laura Simon.
Thank you so much, Laura. 6:05 is your time. Well, there's a lot of talk this morning about one of the larger school districts in our area considering moving to a 4-day school week. The Fox C6 school district in Jefferson County is looking into this idea. Fox 2's Chris Renier is live in Arnold this morning to explain. Chris.
Hey, Blair, good morning to you. We are just outside the Fox C6 service center here off of Jeffco Boulevard. This is where the first of four public meetings was held on this issue last night. District officials really trying to engage families in this, calling these meetings community conversations. Take a look at some video from that meeting last night where those attending heard from Dr. John Turner. He's a professor down at Missouri State University in Springfield who researches the impact of 4-day school weeks. The Fox C6 superintendent, Paul Frigo, says the district here is looking into a 4-day week to help address budget issues. He says the district is losing students and pandemic funds are starting to run out. Parents at the meeting last night writing down long lists of concerns that they have with this potential switch. Frigo saying in the past that Fox might consider going to a 4-day week to save money if district voters did not approve a tax levy increase last August and that measure did indeed fail. Frigo telling us that switching to a 4-day week across the district here could cut up to $3 million in budget costs.
You know, your mileage on your vehicles, the diesel you use, wear and tear on your buses, you know, it's 20% less. Fewer subs, fewer absences. PD time, as he mentioned, can be on Monday, so we're not pulling people out of class.
Next week at the second community meeting, people are going to hear from the Independence School District Superintendent. Independence out there by Kansas City is the largest school district in Missouri so far to go to a 4-day schedule. Fox could be the second largest district in the state to make that move. 168 districts in Missouri have gone to 4-day weeks. That's about a third of the state's total districts. For now, live in Arnold, I'm Chris Renier.
Well, a wild chase crossing state lines ended right in front of Busch Stadium during yesterday night's rush hour. Take a look. Police say this all started Monday morning in Jefferson City when two men stole a Dodge Charger. They say the car's owner tracked them to East St. Louis. When Illinois State Patrol tried to pull them over, they crossed the river again, leading Metro Police on a chase. Well, that included spikes, the suspects throwing their guns out of the window, crashing into a Chevy Tahoe, and then finally slamming into a Tesla. Then they got out of the car and led police on a foot chase around Busch Stadium. Police did finally catch them and take them into custody.
And here is a Power of Two news follow-up this morning. It's on our top story here. Yesterday, a shooting and assault in the Grove neighborhood. St. Louis police now say it actually involves two separate incidents. Police say a man in a car shot someone who tried to get into his car thinking it was their vehicle. At first, police said the driver took off, dragging a woman with the car. By the way, he's still on the loose. Now police say the woman who was dragged was dragged by another car in a separate incident at about the same time. The driver of that other car has been arrested.
502 is your local election headquarters, and if you want to run for office in the Missouri primary, today is your day to sign up. Candidates can start filing this morning. In St. Louis, Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore plans to officially file to run for his office. He's been circuit attorney since last year after being appointed by Governor Mike Parson after Kim Gardner resigned. Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe also expected to file to run for Missouri governor. Candidates have until March 26th to get their names on the ballot. The Missouri primary is August 6th.
Well, the St. Louis Commission on Reparations wrapped up its 10th public meeting last night. And St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones and the head of the St. Louis Development Corporation talked about economic justice action, the plan that they have. They say investment in predominantly black neighborhoods is one way to help repair damage done by racial injustice, including slavery and segregation.
The work we had already started on with the economic justice action plan is a form of repairing the damage that has been done to black and brown communities in the city intentionally over several decades.
And so as we're talking about justice, it's being able to recognize the challenges that we're faced today and putting in clear interventions to reverse those decades of disinvestment.
Some of the people there say reparations should only involve direct payments to descendants of slaves. The commission will gather more public input before presenting a report to the mayor and the Board of Aldermen.